Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of July 2020. Supreme Court has set aside the order passed by the Delhi High Court which had directed the National Investigation Agency to produce the records pertaining to the production warrant issued for the transfer of Gautam Navlakha from Delhi to Mumbai. Delhi High Court has issued notice in advocate Ashok Arora's plea seeking quashing of his suspension from the post of Secretary of the Supreme Court Bar Association, SCBA, by its resolution dated the 8th of May, 2020. Madras High Court has warned its workforce that if at any later point of time, it is found that any of the officer staff member and or their family members residing in the same household were tested positive for COVID-19, and still the concerned officer staff member attended office during the quarantine period, departmental action will be initiated against them. Kerala High Court has observed that only that sexual intercourse which is welcomed could be construed as not violative of the rights of the victim, and accepted as consensual. Gujarat High Court has ruled that candidates could not be sidelined for appointment to the Lok Rakshak Dal, post of Armed Unarmed Police Constable, as per their merit with all consequential benefits, on the ground of their medical incapacity of colour blindness. Punjab and Haryana High Court has clarified that a woman who solemnizes Kuriva marriage after death of her husband, is not entitled to receive widow pension as she is no longer a destitute. Delhi High Court has asked the petitioner to make a representation before the appropriate authority in a plea seeking mandatory donation of plasma by the recovered patients of COVID-19. Delhi High Court has provided relief to a couple who was denied re-entry into Jawaharlal Nehru University's married couple's hostel after they returned from the field work research, allowing their re-entry on campus. Delhi High Court has asked the Delhi government to submit a reply stating whether the services of the accused, who is a doctor, can be utilized at any hospital during the pandemic, if he's released on bail. Delhi High Court has allowed Pinjra Todd member Devangana Kalitas plea seeking various facilities such as video conferencing meetings with her counsel and access to non-academic books. Bombay High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation alleging negligence in management of dead bodies of COVID-19 victims by Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai staff after the corporation filed an affidavit categorically denying the allegations in and asserting that guidelines of the Health Ministry are being strictly followed for disposal of dead bodies. Madras High Court has issued notice to the Ministry of Railways and the Railway Board on a petition seeking online booking facility for concessional tickets in the official website of Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation. Madras High Court has quashed a first information report registered against a person accused of protesting in the public road against the implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 without getting prior permission from the concerned authority. Kerala High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation file challenging bi-monthly billing system adopted by the Kerala State Electricity Board Limited, KSEB, with regard to the bills issued to the domestic consumers. Kerala High Court has observed that the bar against granting anticipatory bail in the Scheduled Castes and the Scheduled Tribes, Prevention of Atrocities, Act, 1989, SC Saint Act, does not disentitle the person accused of an offence under the Act from seeking regular bail, when he is arrested and produced before the court or when he surrenders or appears before the court. Karnataka High Court has issued notice on a public interest litigation filed against closure of OP Department of Premier Mental Health Institution, the National Institute of Mental Health and Neurosciences, NIMHANS, Bengaluru. Karnataka High Court has dismissed a petition filed by an advocate challenging the standard operating procedure issued by the High Court allowing partial functioning of district courts in the state. Karnataka High Court has extended the operation of all the interim orders passed by it or the subordinate courts and tribunals that are due to expire within a span of 1 month, till the 7th of August, 2020. Punjab and Haryana High Court has asked Union Public Service Commission to compile a chart showing comparative merit of all officers considered for the post of Director General of Police in Punjab for the consideration of the court. Jharkhand High Court has directed the Director General of Police, Ranchi, to register a first information report on the allegations of tampering and forging of judicial records, leveled by Scheduled Area Regulation Officer. Jharkhand High Court has deprecated the practice of Chief Minister Public Hearing Cell pressurizing the police officials to register first information reports, stating that the cell had no jurisdiction to direct the same. Guwahati High Court has directed a school to provide rupees 30 lakhs as compensation to the parents of a student who died due to electrocution while practicing guitar in the school. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission has ruled that a home buyer will have to forfeit only the earnest money paid at the time of booking a flat and the builder has to refund the rest of the amount if the buyer decides not to take possession of a flat.